As I just shared with the girls, 6 days before Jesus' death, people lined the streets, spreading their cloaks and branches on the road, shouting chants as he entered Jerusalem. Matthew describes the scene for us, saying the whole city was stirred. It was the first century equivalent of our ticker tape parade for heroes down the New York City street. Jesus' popularity was at an all-time high. His teaching had astonishing power. He was a hero to so many people who tasted the bread that he gave in the wilderness. Jesus had changed people's hearts and healed many, many people. He even recently brought someone back from the dead. So by far, Jesus was the most popular person probably in the whole entire Middle East. What a parade. There was so much excitement and celebration. And as they are cheering and shouting, celebrating, watching Jesus walking on coming down the street on a donkey, someone asks, "Who is this? Who's that guy on the donkey?" As they're celebrating, they don't even know why they're there celebrating. So they ask, "Who is this guy?" And then the answer comes back, and by the answers, we also get the sense that the person who answers doesn't actually know who Jesus is. The answer comes back saying, "He is Jesus, the prophet from the Nazareth in Galilee." So apparently they know something about Jesus, but they don't know who Jesus really is. They're just shouting and celebrating with the crowd. You know, sometimes they say ignorance is bliss, but I'm not sure it applies today. Their ignorance had grievous consequences 6 days later. Not too long ago, Jesus asked his disciples in Caesarea Philippi, he asked, "Who do people say that I am?" And so they reported back what they heard people say about Jesus. They said, "You know, some people say that you are John the Baptist, who was beheaded, who came back to life. Some say you are the Elijah, the prophet who lived so long ago, who obviously think that it came back. And then others say that you are a prophet." So then Jesus asks his disciples, "So what about you? Who do you say that I am?" And this is where Peter gives his most famous response. Peter answers, "You are the Messiah." Messiah means deliverer, savior, the one who has come to deliver God's people. So Jesus comes to Jerusalem riding on a donkey on this particular day. And this day is actually a lamb selection day, the day each of the Jewish family will select a year-old lamb to be slaughtered for the Passover celebration that is to come in 4 or 5 days, commemorating how God saved his people from the bondage of slavery in Egypt, and how through the blood of the sacrificial lamb that was painted over the doorposts, that the angel of death had passed over, but killing the firstborn of all of the Egyptians, culminating in the freedom of the Israelites. So Jesus riding into the city of Jerusalem, gentle and riding on a donkey, was a way of God announcing to the world his selection of the lamb to be slaughtered, that Jesus is the chosen sacrificial lamb, so that the people can be delivered from the bondage of sin and death. That's why Jesus was riding into the city of Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. See, for a war hero, he would never ride on a donkey on a parade. They would be riding on a war horse. Or, I don't know if some of you who have children, you have seen Aladdin, the cartoon Aladdin. They would ride on an elephant or some big magnificent animal. A hero would never ride a donkey, especially a baby one. They didn't know who Jesus really was. The crowd who lined the streets, they were there because they had different reasons. They saw Jesus differently according to their own agendas. Some who were politically minded, they heard and saw Jesus doing some miracles, doing wonderful things, and they wanted Jesus to use his powers to free Israel from Roman occupation. There were others who had loved ones who are sick or who are dying, and they were waving the palm branches, shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Save my wife, save my child, save my cousin from this illness." Some were there as Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And so for them, they have come celebrating Jesus. Because can you imagine what Jesus can do if he could feed 5,000 plus a lot of those people with 5 bread and 2 fish? I mean, we're talking economical revolution here, right? You don't have to produce that much food. You know, with little, he can feed so many. Talk about prosperity. No one will be hungry. And then there were some who were onlookers, just merely looking for something to do. Jesus was the only one in the parade who knew why he was going through the city of Jerusalem. To die, to give his life, to pay for the sins of the humanity and free them from the grips of death. Jesus had a mission, while everyone else had an agenda. Like those who lined the streets of Jerusalem on that day, waving palms and praising, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." We gather to worship Christ, waving palms this day. The question is, do we really know Jesus? As we celebrate Jesus' triumph and entry into the city of Jerusalem, do we really know and understand that it was for you and for me that Jesus was riding into the city to give his life? Or are we like the ones who said, "Jesus is a prophet from Nazareth of Galilee," as we shout and sing, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us." See, a lot of us want Jesus to be a certain way. Often our expectations or our needs dictate our understanding or our perception of who Jesus is. We want God to solve our problems in the way we think is best. We want Jesus to be the champion of our causes, whatever they may be. We want God to take our side in every conflict, from family squabbles to international politics. When things don't go our way, we are quick to conclude that God or Jesus has let us down. But the Palm Sunday story reminds us that this is not how it works. Jesus will not simply step in to champion our causes any more than he would champion the causes of Jewish independence from the Roman occupation. Jesus on a donkey's back was a sign that Jesus did not come for our agenda. He came for a specific mission. Regardless of the expectation of the crowd, Jesus chose to stay true to his mission to save the humanity from the bondage of sin and death, including those who were on the streets that day and us who are here today. Expectations are good and necessary in any relationship, including our relationship with God. But what we learn from our story today is that we need to examine our expectation so that we embrace the gift and the grace that God gives us through his Son, Jesus Christ. God calls us to have the expectation that transcends who we are and what we want, but to look beyond ourselves so that we are able to see and know Christ as who he really is. The world continually asks, who is this? Who is Jesus? What is your answer? How would you answer that question? Just as Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Who has come to save the world, who has come to save us, not by force, not by power, not by the strength, but by serving, but by sacrificing, but by offering grace. I pray that in all that we say and do, we will testify who Jesus is. Now, some of us may feel like, but just like the crowd, I don't think I know who Jesus is 100%. It's okay. That's why we are here. That's why we are on this journey together, getting to know Jesus more and more, better and better, as we continue on this faith journey. What's important is that today we know Jesus a little bit more, a little bit better than I did a year ago. Or a year from now, that we will know Jesus a little bit deeper than how we know Jesus today. So that each day we can continue to witness and testify to the world the Jesus that we know, Jesus that we experience, Jesus that we understand, and that each, as the time goes by, our answer to who is Jesus will be deeper, will be richer, and will be more intimate. So on this Palm Sunday, as we hear the story of Jesus entering into the city, let us remember that for you and for me, that Jesus entered this city on the donkey's back, on this Lamb's Election Day, to offer himself as the Lamb to be sacrificed so that we can be saved. Thanks be to God. Amen.